Hello.
Hello, this is customer support. Returning your phone call. How can I help you?
Hello, I'm calling about a transaction that happened on November 14th, and I'm just trying to find out what that transaction was.
Okay, can I get your zip code?
54, well, let's see. It should have been 54730.
And then your first and last name?
My husband did this transaction. His first name is Charles, and the last name is CAP as in Peter, EK. It looks like Capic. Oh, that wasn't November. Just a minute. It was December 1st.
Spell that last name again.
C as in Charles, A as in Alpha, P as in Peter, E as in Echo, K as in Kilo. Looks like Capic.
I thought I had it right, so I'm like, maybe let me double check it. Maybe I spelt it wrong. What was the first name again?
Charles.
Charles. Could you verify your address for me for security purposes?
E6943 860th Avenue, Colfax, Wisconsin, 54730.
Okay, one moment while my screen loads up.
Okay.
I don't even know if you would remember. This is I'm going all the way back to the original charge of where this came from. It says on here that on what is that, May 19th, the
Oh.
shipping, I know, the shipping and handling was paid on a drill. And
Drill.
that, Lord have mercy, this put you into a monthly subscription where they take, oh Lord, $56 every month.
Yep, nine. 56.95 is what
Yes.
we were charged.
Yes, ma'am. Did anybody place that shipping and handling on the drill?
This is all the information. I'm just looking at my credit card statement and going through it, and I've seen a couple transactions, and this is one that I just didn't know what it was, so I'm trying to figure out what it was so I can verify.
Okay.
I just don't know what he purchased and
Okay.
charged.
So let's get this. That's what it was stemming from. I don't know if he took like maybe like a survey or seen some kind of a deal where you pay the shipping and handling and you receive this free gift kind of thing. But it automatically put him into a monthly subscription too that needed to be canceled. So let me get this canceled for one. Cancel.
If I had a specific description of what he purchased, then I can see if that's,
Exactly. Now here
you know.
it says, like it says, drill. And if that's an exclusive offer, that means that was a sweepstakes entry. So it was a chance to win a drill set.
So it looks like he entered a sweepstakes or something.
That put him into a monthly subscription where he just keeps receiving entries every month.
Oh.
So, and it had to be canceled, so Let's see here. I will say, because this has been going on.
This is something that he might have inadvertently did and
didn't realize
cancel.
It. Yes.
Yep, and didn't cancel it. And like say, it happens every month or every so many months, so he's charged.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something we need to cancel and get out of.
Yes, ma'am.
And
but,
that started back in May?
Yes, ma'am.
May, okay.
Yes, ma'am. So that was the past 7 months.
Okay.
You got charged that $56. Because of that, though, in return for that membership, also not only did you receive entries for the sweepstakes, for different sweepstakes, but it also gives you a $125 gift card for you to spend online. And you get these vouchers every month. So you actually have 7 vouchers for they're each worth $125. I can have, because what they do is they send these vouchers to your email, the email that you put on file. And they send these vouchers, and the vouchers some kind of a code, you know, that you go in to the website and you redeem there, and they, you know, and you spend. So what I'll do is, because you accumulated 7 months worth of vouchers, I'm going to have them resend you those vouchers to, let's see, what do you have on file? Charles Capit at iCloud.com. You got a link to
that's
his phone?
Yep.
Okay, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you go in there and it might end up in your, like, your spam folder or something, but it'll be from some form of a support team, and they will have those vouchers in there for you, so you can spend that that money as you deem fit.
So he's received that, and he can't undo that.
Right. That these charges can't be undone. I got it canceled out already for you, so that they won't charge you going forward, that's for sure.
Okay.
And also to get you those vouchers so you can utilize that, because that's a few Christmas gifts if you ask me. So you know, might as well use it. It's unfortunate that you didn't know it was happening. He didn't know that he was in that membership, but it is canceled now, so it won't happen again.
Okay, so what do I just look under, like, support team, and is there a specific name for that?
Let's see. Let me see if I click on the
I'm just, I don't know what I'm going to be looking for when I go through them emails. And
right, exactly. It might be something that's essential gadget offers.
Now, what if those emails were deleted?
So I'm gonna have you. I'm gonna have them resent over to you. So I'm gonna put in a request right now, and they're gonna resend you those so that you don't have to try to backtrack, because some of that stuff is too far back.
Yeah.
Probably practically impossible, the amount of spam and emails we receive on a daily. So let me see if I can narrow it down a little bit more. Yeah, so just look for something. Like I said, make sure you definitely go into your spam, because they definitely have been known to go into the spam folder.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully it'll be done. You can receive those vouchers by the close of business today, because I'm going to put the request in today. And they have the phone number and the email on file. If they need to reach out to you, they will.
Okay.
So you are, let me make sure, let me get this out of here. I just want to double check, because it this ran for so long. I just want to make sure it's all canceled.
Yep.
That's a lot.
Okay.
Now, I wonder, are they going to make me do this for every single one? Nope. I got a better idea. Okay, let's see something. Because that would take entirely too long doing it that way. I'll work on that, so I got it canceled. All right, it looks like I have you all set. Like I said, they will most definitely be in contact with you for these vouchers. There's 7 of them total, so, and okay. I sent them over there to them, so they're going to be working on that for you today, okay? And if you have any more questions or problems, you can call us back, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
You too. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.